Managing emotions and participant reactions is a key skill for any laughter therapy facilitator. It involves being fully present and attentive to what is taking place for each individual, in order to create a safe and caring space where all emotions can freely express themselves. The objective is to welcome and validate feelings, while guiding participants towards a positive and transformative laughter experience. Firstly, the facilitator must be aware that laughter can elicit a wide range of emotions, sometimes intense and unexpected. Some participants may feel joy, euphoria, and camaraderie, while others may experience embarrassment, fear of ridicule, sadness, or even anger. All of these reactions are normal and legitimate, as laughter acts as a powerful emotional catalyst that can bring buried feelings to the surface. The facilitator adopts an empathetic and non-judgmental stance, welcoming each emotion with respect and gentleness. They normalize and validate feelings, highlighting that there is no right or wrong way to react. They may verbalize and reflect what they observe, for instance. "I see that this exercise has moved you greatly. This is completely normal and welcome." Such reassuring behavior allows participants to feel accepted and understood, fostering their openness and surrender. If a participant expresses a difficult emotion, like crying or anger, the facilitator offers a caring and welcoming space. They may suggest taking a moment to breathe, drink a glass of water, or step out of the room if needed. They ensure not to leave them alone and show their support, perhaps by placing a comforting hand on their shoulder. They can also invite the group to collectively send positive and calming vibes to the person in distress, thus cultivating kindness and teamwork. The facilitator pays attention to nonverbal signals that could reveal discomfort or resistance, like crossed arms, evasive stares, or forced laughter. They then can adapt their facilitation by offering more progressive and less revealing exercises, while gently encouraging the individual to experiment at their own pace. They deeply respect the right of each individual to say no or to observe without actively participating. At times, laughter can also awaken painful memories or past traumas. The facilitator needs to be prepared for such a situation and know how to direct the person towards suitable therapeutic support if required. They can offer them one-on-one listening time after the session to better comprehend their situation and propose resources. Their role isn't to replace a therapist, but to ensure a caring and responsible handover. Beyond welcoming challenging emotions, the facilitator also keeps an eye on cultivating and amplifying positive emotions arising within the group. They encourage and value smiles, laughter, camaraderie, and creativity. They can highlight and pass on amusing or touching reactions, for example by saying, "What a magnificent infectious belly laugh." They stimulate positive interactions among participants, suggesting that they congratulate each other or share their pleasant feelings. The facilitator can also use positive emotions as resources to help participants overcome their hurdles. For instance, if someone struggles to let go in an exercise, they can prompt them to recall a joyful moment from the session and use it as an emotional anchor to relax. They encourage everyone to identify and savor their own triggers of laughter and well-being, thus promoting self-reliance and emotional resilience. Throughout the session, the facilitator exemplifies a warm, playful, and reassuring presence. They fully embrace their own vulnerability and imperfections, setting the benchmark for authentic and liberating laughter. They don't try to control or force participant reactions, but to create conditions wherein each individual can dare to express their unique laughter. Their kind gazes and touches are constant invitations to let go of the mind and reconnect with the body and heart. In summary, managing emotions and participant reactions in a laughter therapy session rests on the facilitator's qualities of presence, empathy, and unconditional care. By welcoming the entire spectrum of emotions, from the brightest to the darkest, they create a safe emotional space where each person can experience the liberating power of laughter at their own pace. This emotional and relational competence is at the heart of a laughter therapist's professional being, who should act as a catalyst of life and joy to serve everyone's flourishing. Key points: a laughter therapy facilitator should be fully present and attentive to create a safe and caring space. Laughter can elicit a wide range of emotions, sometimes intense and unexpected, that the facilitator should welcome with empathy and without judgment. The facilitator normalizes and validates feelings, verbalizes and reflects what they observe, so that participants feel accepted and understood. In the face of difficult emotions expressed by a participant, The facilitator offers a caring space and shows their support. The facilitator is attentive to nonverbal signals of discomfort and adapts their facilitation accordingly, while gently fostering experimentation. If laughter triggers painful memories, the facilitator should know how to guide towards suitable therapeutic support. The facilitator cultivates and amplifies positive emotions, encourages interactions, and helps to use them as resources. Throughout the session, the facilitator embodies a warm, playful, and reassuring presence, inviting each person to express their unique laughter. Managing emotions relies on the facilitator's qualities of presence, empathy, and unconditional care to create a safe emotional space.